You were politicking, though. I understand.
Yeah, the mayor's work's never done.
But Brogan referred to me twice. I don't know if it was the pink shades as Playboy. So I think from now on, that's how I'm pretty much going to want to be addressed. Just okay. Simply because I've been called a lot of things, believe me. But I think Playboy fits. I really do. It's just the whole lifestyle.
Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, and we are joining you after a
sparse
Woodlake Estates group run. We had myself and Mark Thompson, Chad Hidalgo, and then Jeff Petkovicius on the bike, and several conspicuous absences.
Several.
Obviously one, Jason Thompson, not here, and not even going to call in on the phone this morning. How does that feel to you?
It is what it is.
It's a little hurtful. I mean, my birthday was yesterday. Jason, not even here. But, be safe on the road. Artie and Jason both headed down to the Saints-Bengals game today. So, they're playing.
I'll say this. If they can go down there and help the Saints pull out a win, I'd be willing to give them a pass today.
Not me, because if the Saints win, I'm going to assume it's because I'm wearing the right Saints shirt.
Oh, okay.
you're being a little too lenient.
Dealer's choice. Yeah. Okay. Everybody take it out like you, but I'm willing to give a pass if we get a victory.
All right. Well, we had a little recap last week, just posted some times and stuff and some interviews from North Shore half marathon, 10-miler, and 5K. Mark and I will recap our races this week, but we got some race news coming up. We got big race news from Hammond this past week.
Yes.
And we got some marathon news, because this is where everyone comes for their running news, I'm sure, internationally, globally. So you had a little bit of race news this week, or interesting tidbits and things. interesting tidbits and there things.
We go. Let's see. We had a new marathon record set, world record, on October 2nd. I'm going to butcher this
it's
name.
It's Eliud Kipchoge.
And I was going with Eliud Kipchoge. So
Eliud Kipchoge. Close enough.
He won and set a new world record with a time of 2 hours, 1 minute, and 9 seconds.
Yeah, and it's like 4:30-something a mile, I think, something like that, or 4:20-something. It's pretty insane.
I just know that if I would have crossed the halfway point at 2:01, yeah. I was about to.
I was fixing to be blown up.
Yeah, I went out way too fast. But he broke his previous record by 30 seconds.
So he's keeping
a 4:37 pace.
All right.
And he beat the second place finisher by nearly 5 minutes.
Wow.
So
I think that's the Berlin Marathon. That's one of the faster courses in the world. That's usually one of the places that records get set.
Well, if I run another marathon, that's where I'll probably
go to Berlin.
Yeah,
we'll take a trip together.
That's in Mississippi, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But congratulations to Eliud, who I'm sure is a listener of the show. And, sorry we didn't mention you sooner, but we had a race last week. So.
All right, and you cover this one.
Okay, so we did also have a new U.S. female marathon record. Not world record, but U.S. record of 2 hours, 18 minutes, and 29 seconds set by Emily Sisson at the Chicago Marathon, which we have some local runners that sometimes go up there for that. Sadly, she lost the race to Ruth Chip. I'm not going to say that. A Kenyan runner who ran 2:14:18. But I think she may be the world record holder. So Emily Sisson took it to second place and kept pace. But, congratulations, Emily. I'm sure you are also a listener of the show.
Yeah. And reach out to us. If you,
yeah. Do you want to do race news now?
Let's do race news.
Mark has some interesting tidbits about running in baseball. I'm not sure where this is. It's coming out of left field.
No, actually, it came out of Runner's World magazine.
Okay. My rim shot there. Yeah. So race news, we do have, and I don't think this is actually a race, but coming up in Hammond in 2 weeks, we have the Purple Run, and it's a 5K run walk to raise awareness for domestic violence, I believe. And they had this last year. You went, and you said you had a good time out there. I think
sure
Chad
did, yeah.
went last
yeah,
year.
Maybe good time.
Marini was out there. So I'm going to give a few details here. It is, I think it's a little bit like the It's Okay 5K in that it's kind of like a fair. So it's from 8 to 3, the festivities. And second annual, raising awareness about domestic violence. All the proceeds, there's no registration fee, but they are taking donations, and all of those donations go to SAFE, SAFE, Southeast Advocates for Family Empowerment, Hammond's local advocacy group. There are some things going to be there for silent auction. They're going to have a raffle. And I think you guys mentioned they had some pretty nice stuff out there last year.
Yeah, I think the big raffle was some tickets to a country. I don't remember who it was.
And I'll sign up for a different raffle then. we'll get those for
Well,
Jason.
If I was going to, Jason wanted to go if I won, but I.
But why would we do anything for him now? Sorry, I'm a little bitter. But
wow.
The run itself starts at 8:30. So if you're going to be out there for the Purple Run, get out there at 8:30. I think I'm going to be there because Catherine is in need of some service hours, and she was talking to the director about getting out there for that. And they encourage teams to dress together. So maybe we'll have to work something out there. I don't know. But it is Halloween weekend. I guess maybe that's why they're going to have a bounce house, local musicians, some food after the race, and kids, dogs, bikes, picnic blankets, folding chairs are all encouraged. So come out and see us at the Purple Run on October 29th. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah, I plan on doing that. It will be Cleo's Tanish Behove running debut.
Okay.
We're gonna do the stroller. We started yesterday, getting some miles in.
All right. Maybe you guys can do a team dress.
I don't look good in a onesie.
Okay, yeah. Each his own. Other race news. This is huge. Coming back, the Reindeer Run. It will be on December the 3rd. That's usually at K Square Park. There, I think they're going to be there again. Announce details a little bit later, but they did announce that the race is coming up, and Tim Sanfilippo will be the race director again this year after a 2-year hiatus. But thanks to Chris Bell and his wife, April, for putting that on the last couple years, and glad to have Tim back out there. He's excited. Did post a picture of the race medal. Always nice.
Yes.
They got a cool little reindeer graphic. They always give out reindeer antlers, that kind of stuff. It's become one of my favorite runs in Hammond. Especially now that there's no none run. That used to be our Thompson Family Run and Show favorite. But Reindeer Run, always a staple up there with the Shamrock Run. And
now the North Shore.
Yeah. The
I know that's
run,
not
roll.
Exactly Hammond. But
and the Walk Run Roll Race.
Yeah.
So, but it's the only one I think we'll have in the fall or winter, I guess. I don't guess we really get winter around here. But so mark your calendars, December the 3rd, Reindeer Run, and also be on the lookout. I think Temp posted this week is going to be the early sign-up window, and it's usually a really inexpensive race if you get signed up early. So get signed up early this week. We'll post about it in the Tangy Running Club page when that happens. Tim's an admin on that, so I'm sure he'll post, or I'll post, or whatever. So, big racing news. We got.
And the day after that in Baton Rouge is the Tiger.
Day.
And I know that I have trashed that run in the past. Because
yeah,
of
but
my,
I don't think Fresh Junkie was
oh,
doing
no,
it at
no,
the time.
Fresh Junkie's taking it over now, and I'm considering doing it and running back-to-back days.
Yeah, so that's back-to-back days. And then the week after that, they have the Mississippi Gulf Coast Marathon, Half Marathon. So lots of races coming up But yeah, that's 2 days back to back. Reindeer Run, Tiger 10K. There's also a 5K there. Tiger 5K, 10K.
Yeah.
And then Fresh Junkie actually had a race yesterday. They had a bridge run, but my legs are just still recovering from North Shore last week.
And one other coming up. Let's see here. If anybody would like to join me, Thanksgiving Day in South Carolina. It's the Turkey Trot, the Electric City Gobbler 5K in Anderson. So looking forward to that. I'll be joining Gwendolyn and Katie down there for a week. I'm going to spend Thanksgiving week down there. Really looking forward to that.
Down there in South Carolina.
Yeah, down there. Over there, wherever. I don't travel like y'all.
Right, okay. But yeah, and then if you're interested in a turkey trot locally, there's Tammany Turkey Trot and Baton Rouge Turkey Trot, also both Fresh Junkie races. So get out there and have a good time. Thanksgiving runs, you know, my experience, usually not too much of an after party because they expect everybody's going to be going home to Thanksgiving meals and stuff like that. So, but last year, Tammany Turkey Trot, nice long sleeve shirt. You could buy a really cool Turkey Day beanie for $1. And that was fun because it was Catherine's first race, her first 5K. I think that's all we've got in racing news.
Yeah.
A couple local runs and then like four or five fresh races coming up. Big one, Louisiana Marathon, is 13 weeks away. If you're training, you are 13 weeks away from the Louisiana Marathon. Reminding myself of that.
And speaking of Catherine, enjoyed going out yesterday. And
yeah, do have a couple of
spending the morning there.
Port Hudson Battlefield was the Bronco Stampede. It was 3 mile races for the varsity boys, girls, and then the JV race was co-ed. Catherine was a fourth place female, a little over 24 minutes. It's an interesting place to watch a race. You and I have raced there before.
Yes.
And not done terribly well. We both DNF'd a race at the Battlefield.
Well, we've done terribly.
We came in first in the 4 point something mile run. But yeah, that was fun. Mark rode with me on my birthday, spent some family time together. Jason was
very,
there.
Very good time.
But there's no need to really mention that. Not sure why it came up. He didn't come out to see me race last week either. You know. I'm sure what he's doing with his life.
Well, he's adjusted to married life. Now he's, you know.
Always taken up for
priorities
people.
Priorities shifted, you know.
Yeah, Catherine, that was her last official race. They've got a mock time trial where the team just races each other next week at the school at hand. And then she'll start training with me as I get ready for Louisiana Marathon. But we do have a couple of sound bites with her from yesterday. I'll try and mix them into this episode somehow. I'll work my magic.
All right, nerves are flying high here at the Bronco Stampede Cross Country Meet. Battlefield, Louisiana. And I'm here with Catherine and Grace. They've got the preliminary events are out of the way. Now it's time for the premier competition, which is the JV run, which is what everybody's here for. And so what do you ladies expect to do today?
23 minutes.
Yeah, 23 would be pretty good.
Now, what did you do when your Uncle Jason came?
23:56.
Okay, so we're looking for 22:55. You have to PR when I'm here.
I don't know about that.
Do it for me. Give it all.
Okay.
Run yourself into the ground.
I will try.
Yeah.
But the hills are kind of
23
intimidating.
Yeah, 23 will be a PR for me, but I don't know about the hills.
Yeah.
Well, if you can PR at 23 and you can PR at 22:55. It's a win-win for me, and really, I know y'all the one doing the running, but
really all about me, isn't it?
Right, of course, obviously.
All right, well, good luck to y'all.
Thank you.
All right, post-run here with Catherine. Good hard run. Tell us a little about it. Everything you said before I cut this off.
So, out here at Port Hudson, when you run the 3 mile course, first mile, really easy, in the woods, flat. And then the second mile, we've got like five extremely steep hills right back to back. And then you'll be lucky if you have anything left for the last mile.
Did you have anything left?
No.
Still a good solid run, though.
Thank you.
I like getting the sound bites. I hate I missed, just it passed me back. Going back and talking to the Ainsley's group after the run
last week.
I realized that after. But things got pretty, that was probably the most fun I've had in years, hanging out after a race.
Yeah. So you want to go ahead and recap that? Well, I mean, we can do baseball things next week.
I've met recently two great people running. I met Artie and all these guys out here, Chad and Jeff, both Jeffs, and but Mark Smith and Brogan Fairchild are two of the newest guys that I've met running.
Yeah.
Love both of them. Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. two
personality-wise. And just to hang out with them after that run, Chad showed up and hung out. You were there. You were politicking, though. I understand.
Yeah, the mayor's work's never done.
But Brogan referred to me twice. I don't know if it was the pink shades as Playboy. So I think from now on, that's how I'm pretty much going to want to be addressed. Just simply because I've been called a lot of things, believe me. But I think Playboy fits. I really do. It's just the whole lifestyle. But no, loved it. It was just such a great time afterwards. It was.
And it was your best 5K in a while.
Oh, yeah, in a long time.
So you tell us a little bit about the 5K route out there. You don't leave the park.
You pretty much run from the start line to the highway. And you turn.
Okay, I thought you turned into one of those parking lots. Or...
No, it's straight up, and it's a 5K. It measured out. I was able to start out and keep that same pace consistently through the, which was a 9:28, which I haven't ran that fast since I had knee trouble.
How does that compare to Oyster Fest last year? Was that?
I was slower there.
But that was probably about when your knee was starting to hurt, when we raced those 3 weekends back to back in the spring. So that ended up being a... Well, is that under 30 minutes?
It was
29 something.
Nah, I forget.
It doesn't really matter because the biggest thing is that you got a medal.
Yeah, right? I got that age group.
So Mark Smith actually took the Grandmaster?
Yes.
It's the Grandmaster Flash Award. And then you took...
Second. Got the silver in the...
Silver Grandmaster Flash Award. Second oldest. Well, that's good. So
it was, you know, like I say, it was just, that's going to be up there with my favorite races of all time. It was just a perfect day. The hangout was great. The race was great. You know, there was no complaints.
The only thing with that race, I think, is the traffic at race start, making sure that you get there early. It's one race that we always get there an hour early, but even when we got there an hour early, there was some traffic coming in.
It was
slow. Definitely one of the best times we've had in a while at a race. But when you go, make sure you're up early, getting out to the park, because I think they did delay the start by about 10 minutes, but it wasn't much. But I imagine they probably had to shut the traffic down at some point.
Yeah.
And there's one other way into the park, but it goes through the campsites, and I'm not even sure you can get to that road from that that main road from there, but I'm sure the campers wouldn't appreciate.
But, even putting up with the traffic issues or whatever, it's still...
But the cool thing is it makes a lot of people stay after the race, too, because you can't really leave when
right.
the runners are coming in. So, I mean, people go, and it's like, you have to go.
Yeah, just plan
no
to spend the morning there.
I'm not going to be able to go anywhere for a while and just hang out.
And they've got it set up to where it's a great place to hang out.
Yeah.
There's plenty of restrooms.
Right out there by the lake. Comfort stations.
Comfort yeah. stations, yes.
And there's a secluded comfort station. Ask us about it. If you don't want to wait in line for the porta cans. But yeah, I went out last week and ran a personal best in the half marathon. It was just about perfect conditions. I think for me, if I was going to run a little faster, probably in the 40s would have been nice, but not going to complain for that because the last year we did North Shore, I think it was 68 degrees and really humid at the start. And by the end, I think the heat index was about 90. So yes. It could have been a little cooler for me, but I'm not going to complain too much about it. One thing, if you race out there in the future, don't rely on your Garmin to set your pace for the first couple miles or so, or for the last couple miles or so. In the tree cover there at Fountain Blue and out on the trace, my Garmin had me running like well under 7 minutes a mile, and then I hit the mile marker sooner than expected. So I was pacing off my watch, so I think I came out a little bit too fast because it was telling me I was running slower than I was. So by the end, I was hurting pretty bad. I didn't start feeling it too bad until about mile 9, but you're out there by the lakefront at that point. You got a lot of people cheering you on, so that helps. I mean, there were tons of people out there. Not so much for the first going out.
Right.
Because it's still like 7-something in the morning, but it started to pack out as things got a little bit later. But the thing that I do like about it is that you run... I mean, it's beautiful running along the lake. You run some nice neighborhoods and everything, but I would say probably about 2 miles out and 2 miles back, so about 4 miles of the race, maybe a little bit less, is actually running along the lakefront. Just gorgeous out there, good atmosphere, people cheering you on. And then you run to a neighborhood, turn around, and kind of make a out and back. But it's also nice because you're starting to see other runners and stuff on your way back. They're cheering you on. You see some local faces trying to keep you going. And then when you get about halfway back on the lakefront, you start seeing people from the 10-mile race, and it's some of the, you know, slower runners from the 10-mile race, so you actually start passing people at the end. So even though you know that they're in the 10-mile race, it actually is psychologically helpful because it makes you feel like you're still moving a little bit. So I ended up, I had shot for about 7 minutes a mile. I'd hoped maybe to be a little bit under, but ended up on my watch about 7:03, and I think official race time it was like 7:06. I did have the race a hair long, like 13.17 or something like that, but I think they have to add a little bit to make those races official if it's going to be some kind of local marathon or half marathon best or whatever. But all around, just pretty much a perfect day out there. And look forward to it again next year. Next year I'm going to sign up a little bit earlier since I know it's on a Sunday and I can't race on Saturdays while cross-country season's going. Because if you sign up really early, I think even the half marathon was like $40-45, something like that. And that's like a steal for that race.
Yeah.
Always nice T-shirts. Always Abita out there providing post-race refreshments. Good veggie burgers and... stuff like that. But you get 3 tickets, so you can get a bite of food, 2 drinks, and then usually other people hand me their tickets. So I had 2 people offer me some of their tickets, but then the beer line got a little bit long, so that was probably not a bad thing anyway. Anything else from the race? I did get clipped right at the end. That was the only sour note at the end of the day. A guy in my age group. He looked strong, though. Once he passed me, it was over. But I had two people pass me right towards the end of the race, and one guy, he happened to be in my age group, so I ended up fourth in my age group. But he beat me by about, he put in about 30, 40 seconds on me at the end of the race. It wasn't like I was going to run a 6:30 mile at the end of the race to try and keep up with him. So congratulations to him. I don't even remember his name, but next year maybe.
And a shout out to Jeff Franco. Jeff couldn't run it, but Jeff was there cheering everybody. Him and got to meet his three boys and his wife. And but he was there to
support you mostly, I think he said in his interview. Yeah,
but got to see him on the way out, and then coming back in. You know, he was there. Appreciate that. I know it's tough going out and all that going on, and you're not able to run it because that's where I was last year.
Yeah, last year you and Jason both were out there spectating,
and it was terrible. I recorded a sound bite that I didn't send in because I was just explaining how terrible I felt about being out, because you want to do it. And but anyway, I'm doing it now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I ended up, the second person passed me towards the end of the race. I heard footsteps, and it made me speed up a little bit. And I looked to my right. It was a female runner. I was like, you're not in my age group.
A female passed me at about the 3 mile. And telling me, hey, we're right there. And she just
took off.
I could not have spoken back to her.
You were huffing and puffing. Yeah.
I was definitely huffing and puffing, but she was able to both pass me and talk to me.
Congratulations to her. Yeah. Well, I think she ended up being like the second or third female, something like that, in a half marathon. Maybe third. But did get a little push there right at the end, just from hearing the footsteps. And then when you realize that person is not in your division.
Yeah.
I had nothing left. But that's always a good feeling, get to the end of the race and have nothing left. But like you said, probably the best hangout time after a race we've had in a long time. I hope that we get a good hangout time after Louisiana Marathon this year like that. I always look forward to that because they have you get your food tickets for yourself for running the race. You can buy those for everybody, but there's the free jambalaya booth.
Right.
And just to watch my dad, you know, and his... ability
yeah,
to consume.
Yeah, hopefully the weather's going to
consume
jambalaya.
Because
I'm planning on coming out, and I'm going to be there the day before doing the 5K.
Yeah, and I had done my 1 year no beer last year, trying to get ready for a Boston qualifier, and I was going to have my first beer. It was so cold. There was nobody there. They just had tables full of beer. So I had my first beer after a year, didn't even enjoy it because it was so miserably cold. But, I'm hoping for better weather this year. And just looking forward to continuing a good fall of running here in Tangipahoa Parish.
That's right.
Livingston Parish, we still got to talk about this batting run that we need to get together.
That's right.
Talking about doing something in November. November not looking too busy of a race calendar yet, other than turkey trots and whatnot.
Thanksgiving week, yeah.
So. At any rate, I think maybe we can talk baseball and running.
Yeah, well, you know, you say you get to the end of the race and you got nothing left. We're drawing to the end of the podcast here, but we got a little kick at the end. This was something that I read this article in Runner's World.
Okay, so we are going to do this week.
Yes, we're going to do this right now because we got a little bit left.
Okay, all right.
You know?
I'll have to cut some stuff. Like, I'm ending the episode and then, okay, here we go.
Well, don't be ending the episode. Sure, most people have heard that the Aaron Judge set the new American League home run record with 62 home runs.
That's crazy because the National League was the one that had the big run the year with Bonds and
But I have opinions about that.
Yeah, so
but
I will.
Aaron Judge set it with 62 home runs. So this guy crunched the numbers. And around the bases 62 times. It's 360 feet around the bases. Just without doing the math, how many miles do you think that would be?
360 feet.
Without doing it, just in your mind, you're thinking, just run around the bases.
Well, I can't.
We'll do the math.
360.
I know you got that PhD and you got to use it, so go ahead.
Carry
you one.
10 home runs would be 36.
Okay, it's 4.23 miles. That sounds...
not very far.
No, that sounds farther to me than I thought 62 times around the base pass would be. I don't know. I thought it is 22,320 feet, 4.23 miles.
I don't know. It seems like baseball players are just lazy.
Okay. Aaron Judge is 6'7", 280 pounds. So you want to call him lazy now? This is where the pot says hello to the kettle, I guess. You call him somebody.
Sorry. I'm sure Aaron Judge listens to the show, so I'm in some trouble here.
24 seconds, he's around the base path. 62 times. That's 24 minutes, 48 seconds, 5 minutes, and 51 seconds per mile. They don't look like they're running that fast but that is what he did. He ran 4.23 miles at 5 minutes, 51 seconds a mile.
If he's like 6'7", it's like one step and he's to the base, right?
And the average home run trot in the major leagues is 22 seconds, 22.02. So that's even faster.
Why do they run so fast when they hit a home run?
Adrenaline, maybe. Yeah. You know. The slowest is David. I think they call him Big Pappy.
Couldn't tell you.
Ortiz. He runs it in just under 31 seconds, which is still a pretty good clip. I don't know. That seemed fast to me. That seemed like more miles than I thought.
Yeah.
61 trips around the base.
I would have thought they'd have run farther, but I wouldn't think they're running that fast.
Yeah. So anyway, kudos to Aaron Judge. 6'7", 280 pounds.
So that's about 120 meters per, okay. All right. I could have done the math if I'd have switched to meters, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I'm an American.
right. Okay, so that, I think that's
USA,
how we'll end
USA.
God bless America. We'll catch you next time from the Thompson Running Show.